From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting a deadly stampede kills hundreds in Saudi Arabia. Prayers were interrupted Thursday in Saudi Arabia, where officials say a stampede outside the city of Mecca killed at least 310 people and injured 450 others as they took part in the annual Muslim Hajj pilgrimage. This incident happened in Mina, where pilgrims throw rocks at pillars representing the devil in the final Hajj ritual before beginning the Eid al-Adha festival. The Saudi Arabia's Civil Defense Directorate gave the casualty figures on its Twitter account and posted pictures showing rescue workers tending to people on stretchers, including one who appears to be trying to resuscitate a man. Two suicide bombers attacked a mosque in Yemen's capital on Thursday, killing at least 25 people attending prayers at the start of the Eid al-Adha holiday. The blast in Sana'a hit a mosque run by the Shiite Houthi group that seized control of the city a year ago. There was no immediate claim of responsibility. The attack comes 2 days after President Abu Rabu Mansour Hadi ended his exile and returned to Aden after pro-government forces backed by Saudi-led airstrikes pushed the Houthis back from the city. German Chancellor Angela Merkel says the resolution to the mass migration of people escaping violence in Syria will come with help from the United States, Russia, and the Middle East. Merkel also says she's satisfied with a new agreement with her fellow European leaders to give $1.1 billion to international aid agency helping the refugees. This is VOA News. Pope Francis is expected to touch on sensitive issues, including the Middle East refugee crisis, climate change, and the excesses of capitalism when he delivers a much-anticipated address to a joint meeting of the U.S. Congress on Thursday. Tens of thousands of people are set to watch the proceedings from the Capitol lawn. Hundreds more will gather inside the packed House of Representatives chamber as Francis becomes the first pontiff in history to deliver such an address. Inside the notoriously divided Capitol, anticipation has reached a fever pitch. Pope Francis has spoken out strongly about the dangers to our planet posed by economic injustice and climate change, and the Vatican has welcomed the Iran nuclear deal. The Pope's positions on these issues are closer to Democratic Party President Barack Obama's views than those held by leading Republicans. Chinese President Xi Jinping heads to Washington Thursday for talks with President Obama that will focus on various issues, including reducing air pollution and cyber attacks. President Xi on Wednesday met with top leaders of some of America's largest tech companies, including Microsoft, Boeing, and Facebook, in the U.S. city of Seattle. Boeing and Xi used the opportunity to announce that Chinese companies have agreed to buy 300 jets from the U.S. airplane maker. The deal also calls for the U.S. aerospace giant to build a plant in China. Now, hackers who stole personal data on millions of U.S. federal employees got away with more fingerprint images than originally thought, according to the government agency hit by the massive cyber attack. In a statement Wednesday, the Office of Personnel Management said further investigation revealed that 5.6 million records were stolen in the attack, or more than five times as many as first thought. The attack, first discovered earlier this year, affected nearly 22 million current and former federal workers, job applicants, and their families. U.S. investigators have told reporters privately that they believe the Chinese government is responsible for this breach, but officials have not yet made this accusation publicly. A member of Volkswagen's supervisory board said Thursday that he expects further resignations at the German automaker in the wake of the scandal over rigged U.S. emissions test. According to the Associated Press, Olaf Lies, the economy and transport minister of VW's home state, Lower Saxony, which holds a 20% stake in the company, said the investigation into the scandal was only just beginning. Lies spoke a day after Volkswagen CEO Martin Winterkorn resigned and said he took responsibility for what he called the irregularities found by U.S. inspectors. I'm Ira Melman.
That's the latest world news from VOA.